Hello, happy Easter weekend, Good Friday. However, you're going to celebrate this weekend. Let's start it off with an awesome podcast. If you're a wrestling fan, you will instantly recognize today's guest for her insanely spot-on China cosplay. She's a huge wrestling fan, a bodybuilder. I don't know why I'm doing that gesture. I haven't seen the inside of a gym for God knows how long, and a cosplayer. Please welcome Sarah Page, aka China Syndrome. Sarah, how you doing today? You're good?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. Had a little conversation with you before recording. Bit of a chaotic morning, but not in a bad way, but it's sort of ups and downs. But it's gonna be a good weekend overall. The weather, it's just all over the place, as we're both in the UK.
Oh, yeah.
Can't make its mind up. It wants to rain, but doesn't, and then I want to wear shorts, and then no, my luck, it's just gonna piss down. But that's just
I did that yesterday. I wore shorts to the gym and then I was like, oh man, it just
yeah,
chucked it.
just instantly regret it. I just know my luck as well. It's just gonna piss down, so it's not worth it. I'll just wear the joggers. But yeah, no, thank you for coming on. It's been good. I know it's been a long time in making, but we got there, and I'm really excited for this. I know there's a few people I know well, especially that you blew up again on the internet. But we will touch on that. Just you need to stop, blowing up, becoming a media sensation. But before I do talk about that and discuss you receiving widespread attention for your cosplay as the ninth wonder of the world, China, I want to discuss cosplay in general and your bodybuilding. So, what is cosplay to you?
To me, for me personally, it's an escape. It's something I enjoy. I've been doing it for 9 years now.
Yeah.
Started playing in 2015. It's just that escape. It's fun. You can dress as characters you like, and you can become that character for a day. And because I've been doing it so long, I have made so many friends within the cosplay community, because it is a big community, so everyone
Yeah.
gets to know everyone. And my best friend I made through cosplay, so
Awesome. I'd love to do it myself, but I'm just too fat to play everyone. So I want to be like The Godfather, for example, The Rock, but I just don't really have the physique for it.
I hear that a lot, and everyone's like, oh, I
Really?
can't do
Oh
it.
God, I actually feel
Yeah,
so fat
and
now.
cosplay is lit. It doesn't matter, whatever shape and size you are,
Yeah.
it doesn't matter. It's all about having fun. I know some people are like, do it for a bit of attention and that, but it's about fun. We go to Comic Con and we're idiots. We mess about, we have a laugh. It's that fun factor.
It looks so much fun as well. I've been to like one or two Comic Cons and just seeing, it's just like honestly, you just turn your head straight away. Just like, oh my God, how long did that take? How much did that cost? And just how much time and effort went into their costume and their design. And oh my God, it just blows you away. I know you just discussed what it meant to you, but how were you actually introduced to it in general? Like, what was your first cosplay?
So I kept seeing adverts for Comic Con and stuff. I really want to go. And I talked my friend into it in 2015, and we went to oh gosh, which like l one in London. And I went as Harlequin. I bought an off the shelf Smithies costume, Arkham Asylum Harlequin, and I was the happiest I've ever been. It was great.
Nice. She's quite a popular one as well, but it just depends what Harley Quinn you go as now. You got the original cartoon and the comic book ones, and then you got the I've got a name now. Margot Robbie, one of the biggest actresses in the world.
Suicide Squad.
Yes. Yeah, that was quite a theme as well. That was yeah, very popular. I know you actually appeared in the cosplay documentary as well, didn't you, when you first blew up as the China cosplay?
Yeah, so my friend makes documentaries and he's like, I want to do a documentary about cosplay and your journey into cosplay. So I was like, yeah, I'm up for that. So we actually aired that at London MCM. I think that was 2023,
Yeah.
if my memory serves me right.
Wicked, wicked. I know you just mentioned about Harley Quinn and obviously China, which I know you for, and a lot of the fans will as well recognize you. But what other cosplays have you done? Just out of curiosity.
Oh God.
Oh, is that like a long
Hela,
list? Like, can it be like
there's
Jericho?
so many. Hela from Thor Ragnarok, Gamora, Guardians
Oh
of the
my God, I bet
Galaxy.
that was a fucker to put on all the paint.
The green paint,
Yeah.
it drove me mad. I did it a couple of times, but yeah, I've done a load of Disney princesses because I went through a phase and I that was kind of nice because you got the kids interacting
Yeah.
with you, and like it was really nice
From
because
China to
parents were happy.
Disneyland. My switch.
Edward to the hand, no one recognized
Really?
me. Hilarious. Yeah,
That's sick.
like nobody recognized me. They thought I was a dude. I was like, this is quite funny.
Did not expect that one. Disney Princess and Edward Scissorhands. That's fucking awesome.
Have done no end.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Similar to your hero, China, both have a strong interest in bodyboarding. What inspired you to getting into bodyboarding?
To be honest, it was two things. Like, I've always liked the aesthetic of bodybuilding and looked at women that are like strong and that. I was like, I'd love to look like that. I started lifting weight for a cosplay I wanted to do because it was like a crop top thing. I was like, I need a bit of a six pack going on, so I started lifting for that. But in all honesty, what really pushed me is I've had bad experience in relationships when I was tiny. Like, I was a skinny little thing and I was pushed around. And in my head, I was like, I am not going to be pushed around by a man ever again. And that kind of drove me to want to lift weight and get bigger.
I expect that. I expect that. So just you didn't lift the weights just for the Edward Scissorhand
No, the
cosplay
impossible with those scissors.
then. You've actually got your first bodybuilding show in a few months' time. What, a couple of weeks? Not a couple of weeks. 19 weeks, I believe. I saw it in your Instagram post. I've got to ask you, Sarah, what is your mindset currently going into this show?
I am really excited. Like, it's just been one of those things. I'm like, it's been years. I wanted to do it, wanted to do it, wanted to do it. And last year I walked into my local gym and I was like, I want to be a professional bodybuilder. I want to compete. So I'm really excited. And my gym owner, she competes and she's currently going for show soon. And seeing her just like leaning out and stuff, it's just making me more and more excited. I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait.
Imagine that's scaring the average person, but for you, just like, yeah, that excites me. Just
It's like you'll see her like week by week and she'll get like more vein pops, and because you have to strip your fat right down, she gets more vein pops and she's like, look at this. And like, I'm like, oh my God, you look amazing. Like, she looks insane right now, like absolutely
the
insane.
commitment that you literally have to put into doing these shows and these competitions. One of my mates did it a couple of years ago and he was absolutely exhausted, but he said like the rush and being on the stage really excited him and kind of made it overall it was worth it to him, but he said like never again. But I've got to ask you, how strict has your diet been in this training
I'm
in
strict.
advance, really?
I get one cheat meal a week at the minute. So on a Saturday, I'm like, I am having a burger and chips. I don't know why. It's just a thing. I'm like, I need a burger. But I am really strict because the end goal, what I want, is worth sacrificing just like nice food. It's become fuel now for me.
It'll be worth it. It'll be worth it. Once you've successfully participated at your first show, do you have the desire to become a professional wrestler, considering all the success that you've had with your cosplay and being an athlete already?
So I am actually going back to training. I've done some wrestling training.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
still, don't get me wrong. I had a very long break, but I'm going back on Sunday to train and practice. So after my bodybuilding shows, I've got from, gosh, August to November. We'll then go back into bulk phase, and then I'll really like hit it hard because once you get down to a certain body fat, it's not going to be safe for me to be training and throwing myself around.
Yeah, I can imagine. Obviously, you just kind of need to not talking as an expert, but I can when I've spoken to people in the past that have kind of done bodybuilding and wrestling and then seeing documentaries as well. Obviously, you kind of got a in between that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I can imagine. You blew up in the wrestling world with your awesome, like amazing China cosplay. What actually inspired you to cosplay as the legend herself? Because I have heard you before say, you're not actually a lifelong wrestling fan, but you was a wrestling fan for like the last 10 years. I'm not saying that bad or anything like that. Just I like anyone who likes wrestling. Doesn't like give a shit how long you liked it for, but it's just I feel it's just the best thing ever. I've got a podcast about it, but I want to know from you, Sarah, what inspired you to cosplay as her?
just like I was introduced, like my friend kept telling me, you look like China. And I was like, who? And I went looking. I was like, right, I need to know. And that was it. I was like, oh my God, this woman is mind blowing. She is something else. Like, I have never seen anything like it. And I don't think we'll ever see anything like her again, quite honestly. She's league of her own, this strong, big woman that can just take on men. And I was like, I really want to cosplay her. And then I was like, I got to a point where I'd built enough muscle. I was like, I can maybe pull it off. I wasn't big. Like in 2022, I was not big. And I was like, I can maybe pull it off. And that's when it originally went viral.
And the TikTok, yeah, because it's slow motion with you with, I think it's the Intercontinental belt, and it just blew up, absolutely blew up, didn't it? And everyone's like, oh my God, China cosplay, because I don't think a lot of people would just have the confidence to do it. And like you said, like she was this just, specimen, she was unique. Like there was no one in the world that looked like her. I mean, as a talent, I think she was iconic. I do hope one day she gets a solo induction into a Hall of Fame. Just kind of see,
So
yeah, it just kind of depends what WWE's like. But I think with if the fans just push enough for it, and you know, even like Sean Waltman, we will come to him in a minute. But just for you to kind of have the confidence and pull it off. By the way, you absolutely pulled it off, and you actually did it again at the For the Love of Wrestling conversation. Let me try again. For the Love of Wrestling. Convention not long ago, that blew up massively again. You had the sidekick. What's her name?
the cat.
That was it. The cat. Yes, Jerry Lawler's ex. Who was that, by the way? Is that your mate? Just to confirm.
That was my friend from the gym. I was like, do you want to come to a Comic Con with me? And she's like, yeah. I was like, I think you can pull this off. It would be really good if you did, because I really want to do the Master Slave outfit. And she's like, yeah, I'm up for that.
Did you kind of give a heads up? Okay, it's not a Comic Con, it's a wrestling convention. So I just,
Yeah.
it might even.
She's never done Comic Con before, or she doesn't know wrestling. I was like, right, I'll show you the kind of gimmick that China and that had. And she's like, oh, that's awesome. I was like, I will warn you, when you get to a Comic Con, it's kind of crazy because you get bombarded for pictures because you're in cosplay. And she's like, okay. I don't think she was quite expecting the level it went to at the For Love of Wrestling, because it went mad the minute we got in the door. People were just like, and she kept stepping out the way. I was like, get in this photo.
I noticed as well, like it's just, I think fans at the end of the weekend, I saw like the photo trend itself, we're probably getting photos with you more than the actual talent there.
It was kind of mad. Like, we'd move slightly and then we'd stop, and it took us a while to just get around everything, because it was like, but it was cool. I was loving it, because it was like bringing attention to China, and people got talking
Oh yeah,
about China.
definitely.
I love it when people are like that.
Yeah, she was awesome. She was awesome. I know she's been inducted, but just her own, you know, her own presentation, her own induction, her family being there to kind of induct her as well. Have you actually been in contact with her family, by the way?
So I'm actually, her estate have now recognized me as the only official cosplay recognized by them. So her estate is run by a close family friend, because her mum is, I think she's gone into a care home. She's not very well.
Oh shit, didn't know that. Damn. But that's still
But
cool
I
that
do
they've endorsed you, though.
with them.
You are
But
the
hopefully
official.
we'll get an induction before, and like, so her family can see it.
Yeah, definitely.
That'd be
And I know they've got a
awesome.
deal with the estate as well now. Like you see a lot of her merchandise now and her in the wrestling games and you know, I just think why not? Why not? She revolutionized the business for women. Like if you look what she did in 98 to 2000. In 2001.
No one's done it since, so she should be getting that recognition, because, in my opinion, and a lot of the fans' opinion, she paved the way for women's wrestling.
I know, like, I know she, so no one's perfect. I don't want to go too much in detail about the downs, but at the same time, it's, you know, still acknowledge her past and her achievements. There are people in that Hall of Fame that aren't squeaky clean. I'll leave it as that.
I said the same thing on my social media. I was like, there's people in there that have done a lot worse
There's
things.
people in there
It
shouldn't be in
shows
there.
the way from what she achieved as a sports person.
No, definitely. I didn't realize how much, how many people sort of the generation probably before me, without really my age, that she really did inspire. Even my age, actually, yeah, to a degree. Just be like, I want to be like China, not Austin or The Rock or Mankind, China, just because there's no one like her. But it's cool that you had the experience at Comic-Con and at the convention for the Love Wrestling fans pestering you. Maybe get your own table next year, maybe your own booth.
Yeah, I'm not into that because I'm like a no,
Hey.
I'm a nobody that just likes dressing up. So I'm just happy to wander around, but I get more enjoyment out of that. I don't like this whole sign. Like people have asked me to sign things, and I'm like,
Have they?
but I'm nobody.
You're not, Sarah. Like, just think of the impact you've already made and think about how much China meant to people. And for us to have this conversation, even like Sean Waltman uploading that photo of you and it kind of blew up as well. I mean, tell me about that experience interacting with him and for fans when they saw the photo to kind of share memories and kind of, applaud it. Just, oh, that's really cool to see.
So I was adamant when I went to this comic con, and I was like, I'm getting a photo with X-Pac because I love Degeneration X. So I'm stood in the queue and automatically the guy in front turned around and he's like, aren't you concerned? I was like, why? He's like, because you're dressed as China. I was like, well, yeah, but my little Mark brain's won over and I'm a huge Degeneration X fan. So I hope I don't freak him out, but I want to meet him. So we're in the queue and we get kind of to, like close to the front. And I'm not someone just to like stare at a celebrity, like I'm not weird. My best friend started laughing and I went, what? He's like, he's just like double took, looked really shocked. And he kind of laughed and nodded his head. I was like, okay. But when I got to the table, I like shook his hand. I'm like, nice to meet you. He was really polite and we're taking pictures and he said he was aware of me because of China's estate, so that was pretty cool. But yeah, he was really pleasant. So I was just in my head going, I hope I'm not freaking this man out right now.
Yeah, no, it's just the photo itself. It's just like, I had to kind of double take myself as a fan. And then I was like, oh, right, yep, China syndrome. Kind of forgot. But it's such a cool photo. And I think the fan was fair enough. I don't think it's been rude about anything. It kind of could have been awkward. But I think how it was handled and just the moment was there. So fair play to you for not queue jumping, by the way. With all the success you've had and all the fans coming up to your photos, you could have easily jumped that queue.
Nah, British people, we're great at one thing, queuing.
Oh, 100%. 100%. I queued up 4 hours to meet Bret Hart once.
Oh, wow.
I shouldn't really be turning up in the podcast like it's something to be proud of, but it's just proving your point that we'll queue for whatever.
I couldn't entertain myself in a queue for ages. I just, yeah, queuing's what it is, queuing, isn't it? We
Yeah, it
just
was
have a
all right.
laugh
It's
in the
one of my friends.
meantime in the queue.
Yeah, we get used to it, don't we? I'm sure there's someone else you queued up for to meet. Chris Jericho, Fozzy. How was that?
So that one, oh my God, that's probably the best thing that's ever happened to me. So
Really?
basically what it was, my best friend emailed Chris's website and he said, I know you guys are coming to the UK soon. I wondered if there's anything you could do for my best friend. She's had a really bad time. And that like the day after he'd sent that message, Chris followed me on Instagram, and I don't my Instagram. Like I was just about to go to the gym. I'm like,
Did you have to double
Chris
check or something?
Jericho's just followed me on what's going on. Chris Jericho's just followed me. Like I was freaking out. I was like jumping everywhere. But then he'd basically arranged for VIP tickets to his Fozzy tour. And I love Fozzy. I'm a huge Fozzy fan anyway. And then he'd
Quick
message me
one.
and said,
Favorite Fozzy song? Because I do have a soft spot for them. For me, it's All That Remains, but I want to hear your choice.
I mean, oh my gosh, it's hard to choose. I like Army of One just because it's got a meaning to it. I like the meaning of the song. Spotlight is awesome, the newer one. And I Still Burn, epic.
Fair play to you for not picking a Judas. I was
Everybody's
expecting Judas.
stupid.
Judas is very catchy, but for me, just a bit bored of it a little bit. But SOS, is cover off ABBA.
Oh, that
Does
is a
no one actually
banger.
find that?
That is a banger. I love it. Like, it's so, like, my gym playlist is Fozzy, but yeah, just me and Chris, like, because we got the VIP thing, so we're stood at the front because he did like a set sort of sound test thing. That's when you get the VIP thing. And like, the best moment was when he like came over and he was like to a song and he's like that at me. I was like, yes.
He's still going strong. He's a rock star, and he'll always be a rock star. I've met him many years ago. It was really nice, to be fair.
He
And
is the most down-to-earth person, like,
he'll have you
honestly.
talk to you for ages, like even like maybe talk to you a bit longer than they should. Does that make sense? So that's like convention stuff. You know, some people just don't want to talk to you that long. They'll be polite, take the photo. Yeah, cool, thanks. Yeah, cool. And that's it. But Jericho, I talked to for ages and signed a book and stuff, although I am blocked by him. But that was just me being a fanboy. I put my hand up. It wasn't anything personal. It was just basically, you know, me just being like, Chris Jericho, AEW. I'm a mark, not gonna lie. So, yeah.
I was just beaming at him the entire time. I was like, you need to stop smiling
It.
like a girl. But he actually, like, we did a VIP photo thing and he came, like, people were like, because he said Sarah and like yelled at me like when I was going for my photo, and I was like, Chris Jericho just said my name,
Okay, that's my
and
name.
everyone
That's me on
was gonna be
Instagram.
like, who is this girl, who is this girl? And he came straight over after the photo thing and we were chatting about, he just wanted to know about my bodybuilding and stuff like that, which was bizarre to me because I was like, why are you so interested in me? But it was so cool, like literally probably the best day of my life. And
That's
with the situation
awesome.
that I'd gone through before, I don't
Yeah.
think he realizes what he did for me that day.
That's really nice of him. I think, like, I know you like get sometimes bad rep and stuff, just character-wise. But as an actual person, his interactions, no one says anything bad, like the VIP things he does, and he always makes time for people. And for him to do that for you, especially like you said, like he's going through a bad time, and just make you erase all that, just even for that time, and to make you feel special and have that great day, and for us to be discussing it, is awesome. Have you been in contact with him since that concert?
He said keep in touch and let me know how your bodybuilding goes, because obviously,
Yeah.
like, I was like, I want to get my IFBB pro card and that. So he's like, oh, let me know how you get on. I want to know how you get on. So that's pretty awesome. He's actually interested in the crap that I get up to, like this huge wrestling superstar.
Best mates with Jericho. That's sick. That's sick. As we mentioned, the bodybuilding show that's coming up very soon in a few weeks' time. Well, 19 weeks. That's still a few weeks, but you get what I mean. What else do you have planned, Sarah? For the first half of the year.
I think I'm gonna go to Liverpool Comic Con, just because that's a really good one. August is AEW, so I plan to go there.
I'm debating it. I'm debating it. It's just if Ospreay's in the main event, I'm pretty much guaranteed to be going. But at the moment, I'm not desperate to go. Last year's was fantastic, but yeah.
I've not seen Chris wrestle like live, so I'm like, I'm gonna go. Because I want to see Chris Jericho wrestle live. Because
Would you
I've not
cosplay
actually
as
been to.
Jericho by any chance? Like 99 Jericho with the hair.
I'd have to get some kind of awesome wig, wouldn't I? It
Yeah,
that's not going to help the fact that I get tons of like, you look like a man comments. It's not going to help that fact, is it?
fair play, fair play. But no, that'd be good though. Like Jericho life. I think he'll do Fozzy as well. I think they'll come out of him like they did last year, and would you be going as China cosplay, or would you be going as Sarah Page if you're going to Wembley?
I just wear kind of rock kind of looking clothes and it kind of is China-esque anyway.
Yeah.
So I wear a lot of black. So I'd just do that. I'm not going to go full on like wrestling gear like a nutcase.
Awesome. Awesome. I won't keep you on for much longer because as I know, you've got the afternoon to work out at the time of recording, and I do appreciate your time because I can imagine you being very, very tired just with this process. But I do appreciate coming on; it means a lot, and we had a fun chat as well. So, and the fact that your best mate's Jericho makes me a bit jealous. but that's wicked. That's wicked. But is there anything you want to promote? Anything you want to say, Sarah? As we're now at the end of the interview.
I'd say if people find like my social media pages, I have started a petition because I've had enough. I want China in the Hall of Fame. So if we get enough people signing it,
Yeah.
like if you'll find that on my social media, just keep signing it.
Yeah.
I'll
I'll
petition
put that in
Triple H.
the description below. the link to get in the Hall of Fame.
Something's got to be done. Like, someone needs to listen. I was like, I'll give it a go. We'll see if
Yeah.
my social media takes off, get people sign in.
Because I know the family do tweet it as well, but I don't think it's kind of fallen on deaf ears, if that makes sense. But I just feel like just pushing it. I don't know if Sean Waltman's done it or not, but I know they did it with British Bulldog years
Yep.
ago. And the family campaigned, get British Bulldog into the Hall of Fame. Took a long time to get him in there, and it happened, and it was successful. So I think if there's a push there and a drive, and there's a fan base there, like, she's a fucking legend. Who doesn't know who Chyna is as a wrestling fan? If you was born maybe like 5 years ago, but you know, iconic, ninth one of the world, and you're here representing her, the official Chyna cosplay, which is fucking awesome. Where can the fans find you on social media, Sarah?
So social media, so Instagram and X, I still call it Twitter as it's
Same.
now known, China Syndrome underscore, and TikTok is just China Syndrome.
Awesome. Awesome. I will put your social media handles in the description below so the fans can follow you on social media. That'd be awesome. If you can follow me also in my description below. My social medias, they'll be there as well. I think that made sense how I said it. Don't think it did. But you get the point. Doesn't matter about follow me, follow Sarah, China Syndrome, official cosplay. You might see her at a convention in the UK. She'll probably pop over the US as well. But Wembley, as she just confirmed, she'll probably be there. So if you see her, say hi, get a photo. I apologize now. I've just sent the fans to you. If you're going to Wembley.
I don't mind. I like meeting people. I'm in that a box. Like, I just talk.
No worries,
Yeah,
no worries. If I see you there, I'll say hi as well. I most likely will be there, but it just depends on the card. But if Ospreay's in the main event, very much there. But that's all good. But thank you for coming on. Hope you have a great Easter for that. Those out there, enjoy your
and you.
Easter. But for now, everyone, take care. Peace.